following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's the Herd. There are so many great reasons to celebrate this time of year. Anniversaries, graduations. The perfect way to mark those special events is 1-800-Flowers.com, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. The rose and Peruvian lily bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com is exquisite. Recently, we got ours. My wife absolutely loved it. It's a beautiful array of multicolored roses and white Peruvian lilies in a premium pink glass vase. Sets up any room. 1-800-Flowers.com is offering my listeners something special, but this week only. You can order this rose and lily bouquet with a free pink glass vase for $29.99. That's $20 off the regular price. The offer is limited. You need to order now. To get it, 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner, type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. There's so many reasons this time of the year to celebrate.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Daddy perform in front of
not 18,000 fans.
Three, six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Daddy, Tony Davis responded with,
"Who raises these people, wolves?"
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah, say that, a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens.
Mog.
Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it is Monday, Doug and Daddy Show, coming at you right here. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Our own Doug Duda out today playing in the Blue Gold Golf Scramble, defending champion of the Blue Gold Golf Scramble. So he will not be in today, but we have a special treat for you. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep, amongst a variety of other things, joins us after a rather hectic weekend. More nationally and Major League Baseball draft and Belmont up this week, and there's playoff basketball. And Bob, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, you bet, Tony. It's always good to be here.
You know, we got the Huskerland Prep magazine out the 1st of August that people look forward to every year, and we will talk some high school football today, but everything that went in, you know, Tigers win, and then all the things that went into this weekend in Central Nebraska really overshadowed by what happened Friday. And I don't know other than sad. I don't know a better word than sad what happened to Broken Bow, losing the two coaches. From what we understand this morning in talking to the athletic director, Ryan Hogue, Taylor O'Brien has now been released from the hospital. So there are still three students, Scott Gates, Austin Reynolds, and Chad Christensen. They remain hospitalized. Scott and Austin scheduled to have some surgeries today or tomorrow. Chad had done a little bit better from what we understand, had a better day. But they lose the two coaches in Anthony Bloom and Zane Harvey. You had a relationship with Zane's dad, from what I understand, Bob. And just a freak, tragic deal that I think just made people just sick to the pits of their stomach Friday night. How this happened and what everything that went into it, just sad.
It is sad. And you talk about searching for another word. There's really no reason to. It's sad on so many levels. You know, obviously the death of the people involved, the families, the friends, the acquaintances, all are related one way or another, not just to these three men that died, but to the players that were injured and their families. And it's like I've said many times, you know, Nebraska it's a unique state. I mean, we do have a couple big cities, but mainly we're rural folk, and we all know one another. One way or another, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and when something like this happens, all you got to do is listen. J- just listen for a little bit, and you'll find what a web this all is. I mean, because there are so the people related to, and I don't mean by blood. I just mean by nature, by the fact that we're Nebraskans, by the fact that we know each other. It affects all of us, and sad's a very appropriate word, Tony.
Funerals have been set. We do know that. Wednesday, excuse me, Trinity Lutheran in Hildreth, Anthony Bloom, funeral will be at 2:30 in the afternoon. And Zane Harvey's funeral will be at the Efree Church in Broken Bow Friday morning at 10:30. Those were just set this morning, so we wanted to pass that along with you. Broken Bow and the community and the Ansley community is involved as well, because Albert Schierbeck is a 70-year-old, and I, you know, 70 is not all that old and elderly in today's society, I don't think, but they lost a family member there too. But I mean, the deal is blown up national, is on ESPN.com, and for all the wrong, you know, it's, you don't want to make ESPN.com for this reason. And you know, I don't know how much time we need to take, 20 minutes or a half hour. It's, but obviously that was the story that captivated everybody over the weekend. Did you hear this? Did, what's going on? You've spoken with people, Bob. I've spoken with people. No one has any answers that I know of or can shed really any light on this. You got these other kids, Hunter Campbell, Grayson Minnick, Lane Albus, Marcus Miller. You know, those guys were all in the hospital, released from the hospital, thank God. Because from what I understand, and I have not looked at the picture, I'm not sure I want to see the picture, how there were not more fatalities in this deal is really beyond anybody's comprehension at this point for what those vehicles look like.
It was simply the grace of God. That was the hand of God right there, because I have seen the picture. And we were talking about before we went on the air, the fact that those two vehicles could collide in such a fashion that they just stopped dead in their tracks. And you tell me that, quote unquote, only three people were killed in it. It's a supernatural act. Today is just the next day. I mean, there's going to be a lot more next days that, you know, people are going to have to live with the fallout from this accident. It isn't, you know, once these people have their funerals and are buried, and people have a chance to pat each other on the back and give each other a hug and, you know, all that, you know, life's going to go on, but some people are going to have a tremendous burden to have to carry.
Well, some of these people, I mean, these kids, to be at that stage in your life where you got, who knows what you're thinking about, but certainly not this ever creeps into your mind as something that you ever want your child, your, in those communities, your cousin's kid, your nephew, to ever have to deal with, and it just for years.
Oh yeah, and the thing, Tony, the thing to me, the thing that humanizes this the most, that makes it so human, is the fact that we've all been there. I mean, anybody that's a parent who's had a kid play a sport. Now, maybe they didn't go on a school van or a bus. Maybe they did. A lot of us have put kids in it, but a lot of us have thrown a bunch of little leaguers in a car and drove to the next town and played a ball game. Got home after the game, had supper, went to bed, and went up and took care of business the next day. I mean, everybody can identify beyond the grief and the sudden death and all that. We can all identify because we've all been there. And you know, you're just talking about the cosmic nature of that car, that pickup,
the timing
being where it was to be in that accident. I know there's a big plan out there, and this would fall into the category of I don't understand it.
I don't think I could, you know, and it brings, you've got the youngest teacher in the school, Anthony Bloom, and I really thought in the World Herald article, David Hendy, who I don't know, wrote the article, and I thought it was a very, very good article, because he went to the high school band teacher, Bill Reichert, who I don't claim to know either, but he got a couple quotes that he was the oldest, Anthony was the youngest, but they'd made a friendship and kind of one of those mentor deals. They bought a golf cart together. You know, they talk about being best friends. and you got your whole life in front of you, and then all of a sudden, the wrench is the colossal wrench or the pipe wrench, if you will, was just jammed into the gears, and things stop.
It does, but you know, the one thing that I do know, and I don't claim to be Anthony's best friend by any chance, okay? But I've been around him, and I've certainly seen him with other people. And there just aren't very many people in this world who were as happy to be doing the job that they had as Anthony Bloom. The kid was living his personal dream. And he, in a very short period of time, I've got a good friend who's an administrator up at Broken Bow. I was talking to him two nights ago. And, you know, Anthony Bloom's impact in that school in only a year was profound. And it had, while just listening to him talk, it had a whole lot less to do with basketball than just having, you know, Anthony in the hallway and, you know, his effervescent nature. He was just a happy guy, and he brought a lot of happiness to other people. And again, I don't know the man. I don't know the man well, but I knew him some, and you know he's going to be missed.
So some people have that whatever it is that gravitates, that pulls kids that have a special impact, and I no doubt. And from the things that I've heard about Anthony Bloom, know that this is not the end of his impact, because every one of these kids will carry that on for the rest of their lives. And I think that's the really neat thing about it. Zane Harvey, his father...
Uncle,
okay.
Was principal at Broken, or at Arnold.
For a lot of years.
For several years, yes. And again, you know, he's from Stapleton. You know, that's my neck of the woods. You know, Merritt's here. We got, you know, the Hildreth connection. And again, the web of everything. I mean, it's all tied together. We're all tied together. And, I don't claim to know Zane well either. But I know by reputation, again, speaking with the people that I've spoken to up in Broken Bow the last couple of days, he's another real well-respected guy. And, none of that really matters when you're put in the position that those two men were.
Yeah, and I think that's probably more of a Midwest. We make it Nebraska because that's who we are. We're Nebraskans, and we care about one another and the relationships, like you talked about, the inner network or mingling of people, whether we're related or not, you look out for one another, and that's just... I would imagine it's the same in Kansas and in rural America, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and when somebody says, when the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour for the ninth day in a row, and somebody says, why in the hell do we live here? Well, one of the number one reasons I have why we live here is because of that. And pretty simple, because I don't know him, but my buddy knows him, who knows him. And, oh, yeah. Now you're part of this deal, and this deal isn't going away today, tomorrow, Wednesday, when they bury Anthony, Friday, when they bury Zane. And for these kids, like I said, years of healing, and some of them will always carry this. I mean, never be able to get that, to go through something like that, and to, like you said, to be involved in a wreck like that, of all the things. You know, of all the timing. I mean, if you, I mean, in just in the big scheme of things, 999 out of 1,000, I got to think, if you blindfolded somebody and just grabbed the steering wheel, they're going to go off into the ditch on those rural highways. Nothing's ever going to happen. It was just what the bigger plan, like you said, that something terrible, terrible had to happen up there.
And you know, the Sherbecks, you know, that is a hardcore Ansley name. It's one of those families that's been around forever. They're married to people from Ansley. You know, I got a lot of friends in Ansley. We all do. You know, and it's one of those things where the impact there is at least as great. And, again, according to somebody that I spoke with, it'll be up to 10 days before we find out exactly what happened there to Mr. Sherbeck. That led to the accident in the first place. But, you know, Tony, my first job was in Broken Bow. I worked at the Custer County Chief, and I worked there for 3 years. I drove that stretch of road a bunch of times. I think the people in Ansley always thought I drove the stress between there and Myrna more than I did the one in Ansley, but I drove it plenty. And, you know, I tell you, it's just a flat piece of road. There's no mystery to what's going on there. And I don't know. I wrote about it this morning. You know, it's personal to a lot of people. And while I don't claim to be best friends with any of these people that are directly involved, it's personal to me. It's personal to me to the level that, you know, that's my home county. You know, being from Arnold, having worked in Broken Bow, and you know, you talk about how things are tied together. Where I was at when I first heard about it, I was sitting at my mom's house in Cozad, getting ready to go to my 12-year-old niece's dance recital. Well, you know, there's an accident. Okay, that's terrible. Well, literally just a few seconds later, word came in that it involved a Broken Bow school vehicle. And then your mind starts racing, and then you think, well, surely it can't be terrible. It just can't be. It just can't be terrible. It's going to be something, but it's not going to be terrible. Well, flash forward a half an hour, and we're up at the recital hall. I'm talking to my two nieces who play basketball at Cozad. One of them is dating a boy from Gothenburg who played basketball there. They all know, at least know of these kids. And by then, you know, the little huddles had started. You know, people were talking, hey, did you hear, you know, have you heard, that sort of thing. And, you know, the whole thing just started to steamroll. And you flash forward to Saturday morning, and, you know, for 600 people to show up in the town square, I wish to God I'd been there. I wish I could have been there. I that may be the single most important thing that happens in the aftermath of this whole thing.
That's what helps. I would say 99% is people being around, and you know, this week's going to fly by and be a flash. It's when those people go home.
That's right.
And you're sitting there, and then the how, you know, the numbers are in the cell phone, and those names, you know, will be deleted, and that's one of the tough things to get by, and that's one of the tough things to life's not stopping for these kids.
No.
I mean, like, Broken Bow is going to field a football team this year. I mean, the bank's open in Broken Bow. I mean, it's life, and it's a sad part about life, but it happened.
But you know what, Tony? Next week's boys basketball camp has been postponed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I read that on the website, and I just wanted a ball. So there we are.
There we are, and I know it's captivated Central Nebraska, and I know it's captivated a lot more than Central Nebraska. And we're not going to dwell on. I mean, we're here to talk about sports, and this is a sports related deal with happening with kids. And Bob, I you know, you hit on something. I think of you, Dan Moore, Doug Duda, that probably spend more time. And I throw Dan in there because I don't know how the guy gets to where he gets, but he's everywhere when there's a game in the area that, when he's not coaching.
Captain will be there.
Yes. So there's Dan Moore. Like you said, 4, 5, 6 nights a week, certain times of the year, we all just we go to these games, we drive home. That's just life. That's what happens. And this deal happens. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen sitting in for our own Doug Duda today. We're back after this more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Remember Dad helping you catch your first fish and watching him try to assemble the family tent? Then tell him he's special with great Father's Day gifts from Bass Pro Shops. For a limited time, get free shipping on orders of $50 or more at BassPro.com. Bass Pro Shops, your adventure starts here. Check out a well-equipped SunTracker Bass Buggy 18 with a 40-horsepower four-stroke for only $13,595 plus freight and prep at Bass Pro Shops and Tracker dealers nationwide.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one?
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
20 bucks? That's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen.
Go to your nearest AutoZone to find out more. See store for restrictions and details.
The Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. After winning 10 straight playoff games and 20 overall, the Spurs find themselves in a two-game losing streak.
Steps back and hits. That was a thing of pure beauty. Kevin Durant.
Now we return to San Antonio for a pivotal Game 5.
Fires a three and he hits. Manu Ginobili.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 with tip-off at 8:05. Spurs Thunder on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation tonight.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we top off at around 91 for a high, with a north to northeast wind staying from 5 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low at 62 with a light east wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 79.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Hey, Doug and Daddy Show. Back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Very lovely Monday, by the way. It's nice when that wind lays down a little bit. I think we went about 3 weeks in a row that if it wasn't out of the south at 35, it was out of the north at 42. You know, it's...
No, it's a delightful day. I've got league golf tonight, Tony.
How is the golf coming around, Bob?
Well, you know, it really isn't. I'm coming around. That may be kind of a loose interpretation. But, you know, the one thing that I'm proud to report is the education I got at Arnold High School has prepared me for the future. I knew it had. Because when I go to figure my scorecard, it takes some high math. I mean,
we're carrying the one. We got the beads on the abacus are ding, ding, ding. They're moving over.
The reason we're carrying the one, Tony, is because we didn't carry the water. You know what I'm saying? One of those deals.
That's so true. That's so true. Yeah, we're like we said, we're going to talk some. We like to have Bob on occasionally this time of year because is from the time school's out. Until the last week in July, you're going. You're doing things, correct?
You kind of never really stop going. I kind of managed to arrange my little hobby so it beats on me every day. But the thing is, we start working on the book back the first week of February, and we now have, as of right now, we have 11 days before the manuscript's supposed to be turned in, and it will be a race to the finish. But We'll publish something, so, you know, we always do.
And it's an unmatched publication, I think, in the state of Nebraska. I think we can safely say that. No one does more work, puts more time into learning about. Is a response for do you out of 100 high schools, is the response now pretty overwhelming?
Well, we do good. We do good, especially with this preview. I think it's funny. I did some of that high math that I spoke of a moment ago. We are still minus 12 previews, including one coach who said he will never send anything to me because I once said something bad about him. And I think, if I remember correctly, I stated that coach's record. Maybe that's what it was. But the other 11, I think we got a shot at. It's going to take a little leg work, but we'll be close.
Do something great. I think we play these people. Other people that you play the. I mean, it's just fun for. That's a lot of fodder for the summer talk when we get ready. Any revealing here? The number one team in Class A is.
Well,
is there a way favorite front runner in this deal?
Well, I don't know about that, but there's you know, Millard North's going to be really good. Millard South's going to be really good. There's some Lincoln Southeast, defending champs, going to be really good. That's a pretty good stew right there. You're going to be in the ballpark, I think, with those three.
Fair enough, Amara. We got to go to the Den Pop Rimba. No. I thought we had a phone call back there. 888-455-3776 if you want to talk about any things that are going on in the world of sports. If you want to talk about the tragedy of Broken Bow, we certainly would take your phone calls. 888-455-3776 or shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. More high school football talk. Kearney High, people in the area will start to look at – Luke McNitt should be all right at quarterback. I was impressed with him for his size to move the way he does. Kind of took a pounding, though, which, you know, isn't always fun to see for a young man. But his dad's a cowboy.
Yeah.
I think it's like a steel horse he rides. Or I don't know. There's a song. I don't know. But he's a tough kid.
Yeah, yes.
Will they be – pretty fair.
I think they'll be good. I mean, well, here's the deal. I have an avowed strong feeling about Brandon Cool's ability to mold a football program, okay? Again, as long as he keeps Coach Cherry out of the way, that also would help his chances. Brandon's staff does a great job. You know, football matters at Kearney High, so that all works in their favor. And then McNitt is a stud. I mean, not only is McNitt is one of those kids that the last couple of years especially, we have had a preponderance of really good Class A quarterbacks. Really good. I mean, great is such a word that gets thrown around. Great. Maybe they aren't great, but I mean, he's really good, and he's got that added benefit that most of the frontline top-notch Class A quarterbacks are throwers. But McNitt, like I said, 6'2", 215, he's a powerful runner. And the thing is, well, we're going to do a piece on him in the preview. So I had a chance to sit down with him a few weeks ago, and he's a far more impressive young man than he is an athlete. The kid has got it together. His grade point is over 4, which wouldn't be a big deal if it was on a 10-point scale, but it's actually on a 4-point scale. And he just got it together. And he's going to be really good. And it's one of those things where he truly is the kind of player that can carry a team. And so now you've got some veteran linemen back. They're going to be all right. I think Kearney's going to be real good.
You know, Coach Cool gets another coach in there that comes from Crete, and I don't know if you've heard of their football coach, but Mr. McGinnis, and this Jeb Hatch. I've got a chance to meet Jeb a couple times now. I believe he's going to coach the receivers, maybe defensive backs or something. Adds a piece to his staff by way of that, and I got to think that if you come from Chuck McGinnis' staff, you probably have learned something about football.
Probably, if nothing else, you've learned how to be really tough, because Chuck runs a – he runs a tight ship.
It's a boot camp, isn't it?
It is, and those people are physical. It doesn't matter. Crete sometimes has really great talent. In fact, a lot of times they have really great talent. But even when they're not blessed with great talent, they'll just kill you. They are so physical, up and down, up and down. And so, you know, you add a little edge. Every little bit helps. But I think Kearney's got a chance to be a top 10 team.
Okay, I'm just taking Crete out because they've been one of the top 5 teams. If you lose a quarterback, anytime you get the coach's kid, your quarterback, you know, you're probably building something. They lose him. He's gone to graduation. Can they replace them? Is Crete a team to be reckoned with still this year?
Well, okay, now those are two questions. No, they can't replace Derek McGinnis.
Okay.
3-year starter, big, strong. Saw him lead the comeback drive against Gretna last year in the semifinals. You know, that kind of thing doesn't happen in high school.
Gretna Janovich.
He's
a monster, isn't he?
He is. As an aside, him and Trey Foster are going to be the two guys in that walk-on class that will be outstanding. I think without a doubt, those are the two. And I realize that Riker Fife signed with Nebraska.
Yes.
Okay. I really like those two guys. But, Crete's only got 4 starters coming back. So the other question is, will they be good? Well, they'll be good because they're Crete. They can't help it. Okay, they'll be good. And they do have a little pony to hitch their wagon to, a kid by the name of Colton Steer. And people that have been paying attention for a few years, the Steer kids, they're good. And they're going to move him to running back and do like they do at Crete, turn and hand it off to him, you know, 35 times a game. And he's 215 pounds, and he will have his way more times than not.
One thing really fun, because we've joked about getting a webcam in here when Doug and I go back and forth, but when Bob just said, hitch your wagon, he actually picked his hand up and was like hitching his wagon.
You know, I want to report something. Now, this has got nothing to do with high school football, but something I'm quite proud of, okay? I think it's been established the two things I can do with my hands are eat and type. And I don't type very good. But the thing is, my son, Matthew, works for Ag Services over in Grand Island. There's your shout-out, boy. And here's the thing. He's really busy this time of year, so he can't mow his yard. Okay, well, what's that mean? That means I've got to mow his yard. Well, where is his yard? It's about 15 miles from where we live. He lives over in Hordeville. So you know what that means, Tony? That means I have to hitch my wagon to my pickup, strap the mower down, and then get it to Hordeville and back. Now, I would like to report 1.5 years into this experiment, every time I've gone to Hordeville with a trailer and a mower, I've come back from Hordeville with a trailer and a mower, and I am very pleased to
report good on the hitching of that wagon.
It's only a matter of time until I look in my rearview mirror.
There's no trailer.
And it ain't there, okay? But for right now, things are great.
Speaking about hitching your wagon to somebody that's successful, they've been doing it since 1955 in the business. T&L Irrigation is who I speaketh of. They're over like that.
Go medieval on them. That's good. Good night.
Well, you know, if you go overseas, you see T&L pivots. They're in about 60 countries or something. You go every county in the state of Nebraska, there's T&L pivots. They've been doing it a long time, folks. They're extremely successful. You get less maintenance costs, improved safety, and less chance of copper theft due to the elimination of high voltage electricity. And you get the confidence of using hydraulics that you know and trust every day. Discover the T&L difference and find out how T&L irrigation systems can be easier on you for a lifetime. See your local T&L dealer or visit T&L's website at TLIRR.com. It's proven technology that works, folks. T&L irrigation.
And see, you read that so well that even though all I've got is four rows of sweet corn back in the backyard, I want one.
There's
you're that good.
Two tower job. Let's call our local dealer and see if he can get you a two tower pivot set up for those four rows of sweet corn. Greg says, is it true that the two of you have a combined GPA cumulative over 4 years that does not add up to McNitt's? I think yes, we can say that.
Well, you know, I'd like to point something out. It's like I've told several of the young student athletes that I interview. You know, I had a 4.0 GPA in high school. I had a 1.0 as a freshman. I had a 1.0 as a sophomore. I had a 1.0 as a junior. And a 1.0 as a senior. And if you add that up, Tony, that's 4.0.
That's four times.
It is. It's four times, baby.
Four times, and that's why we make the big bucks that we do in Kearney and Central
City. That would explain it, yeah.
explain the 16-2 to 18-4 tax bracket we both find ourselves in. So. We have a lot of fun, though. We have a lot of fun, no doubt.
Poor people always do. They do.
Poor people. You know, it comes around to April 15th. You got any problems? No. Nope. Smooth year again. You don't make much. You don't pay much.
That's right.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk some more sports back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. We develop trust in the people we know. But you don't really know somebody when you can't see them. That can be a tough hurdle in business with employees and clients around the country or around the globe. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. A simple online meeting service with group HD video helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for your success. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. You build trust, confidence, makes meetings more personal, and in my opinion, more effective. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. We develop trust in the people we know. You need to see them.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we top off at around 91 for a high, with a north to northeast wind staying from 5 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low at 62 with a light east wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Hey, we're back, Doug and Daddy's show. We got our ESPN Hy-Vee poll question that we've been doing. What finals matchup do you want to see? Thunder and Heat received 42% of the vote. Spurs and Celtics, 29. Thunder and Celtics, 24. And no one wants to see the Spurs and the Heat. I don't know. 5% of you do, I guess. But I guess I've...
They're not no way to us, though.
No. I want to see this. There's four really good basketball teams playing. Whoever puts that trophy up at the end of the Sixers side, I think it's... You know, I'll be honest with you. Okay, I might have been totally wrong last week when I...
No.
I think Doug is shocked. He just dropped his club.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, see, but you can have varying opinions. So I've said, just calm down on the... They're up 2-0. Well, you got to go to the other guy's place and play. So I have said that in the past. Now it's 2-2-2-2. Now it's the best 2 out of 3. And... The Spurs have a home court, and the Heat have the home court still. It's just a condensed series. There's been some great games, nonetheless. I understand that. But I did say last week that the Spurs were they just look so overwhelmingly great at home, especially the ball movement and what have you, that I thought they're this Thunder team. It's the old bull and the young bull, you know, and you got the Spurs, kind of the old bull, just kind of doing what they do and doing it pretty well. The young bull's running around, you know, throwing balls out of bounds, just kind of getting crazy at times, and the old bull just stays steady doing what he's doing. I thought the Spurs were a better team, and now I don't know what to think.
There are very few things, Daddy, that I care about less than NBA basketball. It would be hard for me to actually generate much of anything, but I will say this. My answer to the poll question would be I'd like to see the Spurs and the Thunder in the finals because I can't stand any team with LeBron James on it and whoever they're playing. I take that back. LeBron, though, looks like a saint as far as I'm compared to that punk Kevin Garnett.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Name some other way that Kevin Garnett could contribute to society.
Kate, well,
you've answered the question.
Yes.
But the point is, so anyway, Spurs, Thunder.
Okay.
And I'd like to see the Thunder win because Durant is one of the really genuinely great people in sports by all accounts. So
today's question, and we haven't even hit on Tiger, which is on the national scene. Those guys deal for hours on, is Tiger back? Oh my gosh, will he ever lose again? You know, after yesterday. Tiger Woods tied Jack Nicklaus' record for wins this weekend with 73. Will he ever tie Nicklaus' major win record of 18? Yes or no is all you got to do. Log on, ESPNSuperstation.com. You're saying no.
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 No. No. No. No. No. No. There's one for no. The thing is, I know people talk about Tiger Woods is the greatest player ever. Okay. Whatever. I happen to not agree with that. He's probably the most, the biggest iconic media creation ever. You know, if Tiger Woods played 40 years ago, he'd just be a guy. I mean, he'd be good, but I mean, obviously, but it wouldn't be what it is now. The thing about those 18 majors, which are 20 if you count the two U.S. amateurs, is the fact, I think I have this right, and Mary could look this up if you knew how to work a computer. The thing is, I think he finished runner-up like 21 other times. So now you're talking about 40 or so first or second place finishes. That's domination.
That is domination. I would come back on the other side of the Tiger argument, and I would say when Jack and Arnie played, as great as they were, weren't there about 6 or 8 guys that were up there all the time? Whereas today... The golf is so damn good.
The equipment sure is.
The equipment's good. I mean, things have changed. It's transcended the sport. Money-wise, Tiger's transcended the sport to a place that no one else has ever dreamed about taking it. But there's so – you look at those leaderboards, you're seeing names that who is this guy? And not a name that didn't make the weekend cut. I mean a name that's 200 par at the Memorial Tournament with Jack right there. And
sure. No, you're right. There's a lot of good golfers. But when it came to beating the best, when it mattered the most, there has never been anybody like Jack Nicklaus.
Like Matt Every taking home $215,000.
19 second places and 9 third place finishes in major events.
Okay. And again, going back to my Arnold education, I believe 19 is kind of like 20. That's what I...
We were close enough.
Well, that's how it worked at Arnold. Close enough.
When I'm doing the checkbook, you just round up or round down. 51, you go $15.61. You're going $16 in that. It all evens out in the end, doesn't
it? Three of the most important letters, Tony, in the English language are I-S-H. Ish. What'd you take out of that hole? That was a six-ish.
Lunch day, Chicken Coop. They got lunch specials Monday through Friday. Catch all the early games. Happy hour goes on 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. All the horse racing action you could want as this weekend's Belmont approaches. We'll hit on that later in the week. We're going to go back to the man that picked the Kentucky Derby, right? Gino Bucola will join us later in the week. You won't want to miss that. Folks, if you've got parties, if you've got a graduation, if you've got an anniversary, birthday party, they've got rooms available for parties. Get together and call the Chicken Coop any day of the week. The guys are waiting for you, Dean and Grand Island, calling in Kearney. Mondays, Bull Fries and Fries, $5.99 every Monday night. The Chicken Coop, only at the Chicken Coop. Get in, try the great wings, any of their 13 wing flavors. Going to burn the roof of your mouth? You can certainly do it with that buck nasty. I can't do that, Bob.
Why do people punish themselves when they eat? It should be a pleasurable experience, not
pain.
Not pain.
And pain bad. Bad when you're eating.
I almost made a reference to my dating days there, but I didn't. So let's move on. Let's get out of there.
It's a lot of pain. Pain. Merritt, what's going on?
How'd you do this weekend?
Oh, we did have the big fishing tournament up there at Johnson Lake.
I didn't know where you were headed there, Merritt. No. I was kind of excited there.
Well, not about the dating thing.
Yes.
We left that topic.
Merritt, on the dating thing, you do not score until you score. I'll get that out of the way. But every weekend, and then it's Heritage Days. It was Polish Days. It was Wurstock and Eustace. There was a lot of town celebrations that went on this weekend. And I think everybody with this broken bow deal, no matter how good of a time, it kept popping up in your mind. And every weekend, the first weekend in June, the Central Nebraska Cats puts on a walleye tournament, and me and my buddy Andy Bertrand go up and fish it every year. I think we missed the first year, and we fish it every year since, and we have a great time doing it. Yesterday, team of Dave Howell and Scott Philippi weighed a stringer of 14 pounds, I believe, and 2 5-pounders in there. We were sitting in fourth place after day one, caught 10.2 pounds, but we could not duplicate our effort yesterday. Only weighed one fish. We had another fish just so close, didn't end up weighing it because the tail. I wish it could have stretched that thing out just a little bit more, but nonetheless, so we end up in fifth position, so guys did great. Ben and Jason Syme got second. I really thought after day one, those guys kind of had the tournament locked up. But you weigh 14 pounds, catch 2 5-pounders on a day of the tournament. That's pretty darn impressive for those guys. Don't mess around. And so it was a fun time. Hot, no wind. Hot, no wind. Need I say more? It was a lot of sweat for chubby people, and I sweated a lot. So that was the weekend of the walleye tournament at Johnson Lake. And Merritt's a pool player, and he's 3 wins away from going to Las Vegas.
I told him, when he was telling me his tale about regional qualifier, getting to Las Vegas, I immediately thought of dodgeball. And I thought, isn't it, as long as he doesn't, lose to a bunch of Girl Scouts, however, there is always the failed drug test.
Yes.
The outfits and everything are exactly the same, that you saw in dodgeball. We're playing those same type of people.
Oh, you must be daddy, I believe is what they said. So.
You're headed to McCook next weekend.
Yes.
And we will report everybody.
I will do my best.
There you go. Well, best of luck. Three wins away from Marriott in Vegas, nothing good can come of that. I will tell you that right now.
It's going to be pretty wild.
It will be wild. It will be hangover-ish. Let me tell you that. Hangover-ish.
That's right.
So, if you will. Hey, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back after this to wrap things up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Father's Day is here. Sometimes you struggle. What do I get, Dad? How about a gift he'll love? The Just For Dad Golf Bag Cooler, created especially for Father's Day by 1-800-Flowers. A reusable mini cooler overflowing with sweet and savory snacks, a sleeve of three golf balls and more. A perfect gift for the sudden snack attack on the golf course. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners $10 off this gift basket. Order the Just For Dad Golf Bag Cooler. $29.99. Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a set of $3,000 custom-made golf clubs. Order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right corner, and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Contest void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes and Saturday, June 16th, 2012. For rules and details, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/dad.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food, and of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Your home for the College World Series is right here.
Into the right field corner. Plate. He's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, a second for one, on to first, and that's it! Finals have gone to the dogs.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we top off at around 91 for a high, with a north to northeast wind staying from 5 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low at 62 with a light east wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 79.
Hey, we're back. Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 if you're in the Hastings area. We want you to know Bruce Furniture is just right for you. Located Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Check out the Dare to Compare mattress event. One great event. Check these offers out. Queen set starting as low as $199. Dare to Compare savings on six models below $699. Serta, we make the world's best mattress. No buying mistakes. If you first choose a mattress that's too hard, too soft, they're going to exchange it for the one that's just right for you. Take the worry out of buying the wrong mattress. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Try out the Serta Perfect Sleeper. That's what Bob has, and Bob does a great job of sleeping on that. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Bob, you did take in the Shrine Bowl this weekend. We had some area kids that sounds like the Giltner kids, really. Both of them played well. Ott scores a touchdown. Eight tackles, I believe. One of the defensive player of the game, perhaps. And
Ott looked the part. I think I speak for everybody in the building. You're curious. I mean, you got a parade All-American. Forget the Iowa scholarship. We'll have other kids that get scholarships to go play football. But to be selected a parade All-American is an incredible achievement. Now, of course, a little trivia there. The first parade All-American from Nebraska was a guy by the name of Reggie Smith, who up until just a couple years ago coached the football team up at Sand Hills. He was the pride of West Point High School. But Ott looked, I mean, he looked great. So that I was happy to see that.
The North team kind of got off to a bad start, had some turnover problems, and everybody just kind of looking at one another, probably just throwing their hands up. And five tip balls and stuff, not always blamed on the quarterback, but sounds like Riker steps up in the interviews, at least that I read, is, I didn't do as, whatever.
It looked like the Keystone Cops coming out of the gate there. That was just that opening series was terrible, and then it was on a terrible part of the field to have something like that happen. And I don't know, the South was favored to win the game. The South lived up to expectations. There was a lot of talk about Riker Fife. I mean, anytime you go to Nebraska as a quarterback, it doesn't matter if you're a scholarship player or not. There's going to be a lot of curiosity. And Riker looks the part, and he's a confident kid. He believes he can do it. And, it was good to see him in that second half kind of light it up a little bit. Him and Foltz got some things going, and, they made a run at it. But, frankly, South was just a better team.
I just like 34-18 is so much more refreshing than 13-3.
Speaking of hot, it was Saturday afternoon. It's hot on the floor of the stadium. You're standing there, and it's 7-3 with 4 minutes to go in the half. And is why? Why am I here? Why am I here? And then all of a sudden, things started to happen, and you saw some, skilled players have a chance to strut their stuff a little bit, and it did. It made for a real entertaining second half.
Interesting, because an Adams Central kid scores a touchdown, too. He's going to the Naval Academy. Last time I checked, you don't just show up and go to the Naval Academy. Somebody else has a high IQ, too, and it's Adam Cutiford. I hope I'm getting that last name correct. But it's just impressive to see 18-year-old kids make it's a lifetime commitment, sure. A decision that you – to go represent our country, first of all, and to get an education at the Naval Academy.
It's the big time. I thought you were going to say you were surprised where a kid from Adams Central actually scored a touchdown running the ball, because they hardly ever do that.
Yeah, it's very
shocking
seldom.
Development. No, you carry it with two hands. Let's go back to basics.
We had some – the area kids played, though, and I think a lot of times you don't hear much about – I think the area kids are overlooked, because when you got Lincoln Journal-Star and you got Omaha World Herald covering –
sure.
Kids' parents live in Lincoln and Omaha, and they read about the Lincoln and Omaha kids, which is fine, whether they're biased or not. But there's a lot of kids that were mentioned in the articles I read that did a good job. And I think maybe put a new light on the game. And it's interesting every year. And I always say, a trip to the hospital for big – these kids are all the best in their school, and they were the best of what they've done, and whether they were on successful teams or not, but they knew they were different probably than the rest of their teammates, and they're going to go to college here, and they're going to go to college here. And then all of a sudden, you go to that hospital, and every one of those kids, and you've been around a lot more of them than I am, is changed by that one day at the hospital.
It's a profound experience, because especially at that tender age, you get a little bit older, you're a little more worldly, seeing a few more things. Well, it's almost without exception. None of these kids have been around anything quite like that. And the thing, then the overriding thing, you hear, hear the kids coming back saying, gee, it showed me a different perspective and whatnot. But what almost all of them also say is how joyful those children are when they get visited by the big, bad football players. And just, they are happy. They are happy. Even in some horrible situations, they're happy, and all of a sudden, you should be happy because you're not in that situation. So, I will say one thing. This is kind of off the beaten path here a little bit, because you're talking about the local kids, but you talked about kids that were not on good teams. And one of the teams that's made a tradition out of being horrible at football is Lincoln High. But they had a kid by the name of Savon Miller. And, of course, you see a Lincoln High kid on there, and you think, well, okay, Lincoln High. I guess you got to include everybody. That kind of deal. Kid played. Kid could play some. I noticed him a few times. He's a lineman, and he did a good job. Yeah, Mark Mackey.
Mark Mackey goes from Creighton Prep over there. And people know, if you go to Cambridge, and Mackey's had the sports bar, and they've recently sold that. But Tim's a buddy of mine, and his brother. They followed the Junior Jays for a lot of years, and now they had to convert over. I believe opening night, they will open the season at North Platte, if I'm not mistaken, or North Platte goes to Lincoln High, one of the two. But so we'll get a Western Nebraska feel and see if Burndog can get a win versus Lincoln High.
Exactly. And the thing is, Coach Mackey is a disciplined coach, which is the number one thing that they needed. They needed to be organized and disciplined at Lincoln High. Well, actually, I've gotten that wrong. That's the second and third thing they needed. The first thing they need to do is keep the kids in school there. instead of having them run off to North Star or Southeast or wherever it is they choose to go. But Mark is upbeat. He's excited. He thinks that things are headed in the right direction. Doesn't have a lot of people coming back this year, but I spoke to him a few weeks ago, and he's happy with the direction they're going. I think their numbers are going to be up a little bit. And again, it isn't that Lincoln High has ever completely been devoid of athletes, because all you got to do is look at basketball.
Yeah.
But the thing is that getting them to stay there, you know, and hopefully Coach will be able to do that and you know, give Lincoln High a seat at the table there in the city.
We'll see if they make their presence felt. A couple things to get to before we get out of here. John in Hastings says, I was listening on my way home from downtown. The other guy said Tiger wouldn't have been as known 40 years ago. Hell no. He would not have been as known. He would have been allowed. He wouldn't have been as loud on as many courses back then, certainly not the Masters. Coward said Arnold only won $750,000 in his career. Tiger deserves a lot of the increase in the size of the pots. Interesting. Yeah, he probably wouldn't have played in the 52 Masters, I'm guessing.
Tiger is also one of the reasons there's a lot of golf courses out there with not anybody on them, because we built a whole bunch of golf courses as part of the Tiger Woods phenomenon in the late 90s, early 2000s. He goes away, interest in the game wanes. Hopefully, you know, if he does have a resurgence in his career, which I'm not necessarily for, but if he does, hopefully that will bring people back to the great game of golf, too.
Little baseball talk before we get out of here. Creighton eliminated last night against UCLA. But you know what? To represent and to be one of the last two teams standing, a lot of other teams have been sent home way before the Jays of Creighton were. So congratulations to Ed Service and his team for, you wouldn't even say, on a great season. On a great end of the season.
On a great May.
On a great May. There you go.
Congratulations on a great late May.
There you go. So the table is set. There's still some teams playing today. Stony Brook, the 4 seed playing Central Florida, still alive. Ole Miss and TCU, 2 and 3 seeds. North Carolina State, Vanderbilt, Appalachian State, Oklahoma State are facing off, and Baylor and Dallas Baptist still looking for seats at that super regional table. So there's some
teams. Is there any way that Dallas Baptist could cross bracket and play Stony Brook? I think that would be a game for the ages, knowing nothing about either, actually. But
We were talking a little bit before the show. Stony Brook, the hat people in Omaha, the vendors are on their computers as we speak, typing in Stony Brook, making sure it's the right Stony Brook. What's their mascot? What if they would advance? We need to get some of those hats in, because I bet they would be very popular.
Speaking of teams that fail, I was in Lincoln the other day and got my first real look at the new basketball stadium, which just looks magnificent. It's going to be elegant. You can see that just by the design. And I go to the football stadium, and you know, we're building the new seats, and you know, it's bigger and better. What is going to happen, Tony, if we actually win something? I mean, we look like we've won everything in sight. We haven't won anything. 1999. That is the last time Nebraska won a conference football championship. 1999. And it won't be this year. And it won't be next year. And I don't know if it'll be in the foreseeable future. But
Do you say that because of the quarterback? Do you say that because just pieces aren't in place over?
Say that because of track record, 13 years. I mean,
I got you.
You know, I wish it were true, because I'm not really a college football fan. I'm a big Husker fan, though. And I just, it's gotten to the point where, you know, remember how stunning it was that day out in Boulder when we got blitzed and all of a sudden nobody could figure out to fill the right tackle gap where Chris Brown was running every time, and we gave up 63 points, and it was so embarrassing. It's not embarrassing anymore. It's Saturday. It's happened a bunch of times since. So hopefully things will start to turn around.
Bob, I want to personally thank you for sitting in today. Mm-hmm. You did a great job. Everything going well. Paper's doing. We're printing stuff, and we're doing things.
Still have the keys to the building, Tony.
Well, that's all it's about, really. Let's get out of here, Merritt. We'll wrap things up for a Monday. More talk. Belmont later in the week. More collegiate baseball talk as the Super Regionals are set. Got a little softball match going on, Oklahoma and Alabama. So Royals playing some good baseball lately. Back to 6 games below 500, and that 12-game losing streak.
Isn't that funny? They're within 6 games of 500, and they built something new, too. I guess if you're terrible, you just build. That'll take people's mind off it. Thanks for having me, Tony.
Well, it was a somber start to the day, but I hope you enjoyed this hour of radio here with Bob sitting in. Folks, we want to close the show by saying our thoughts and prayers certainly go out to all the families affected by the terrible deal in Broken Bow.
Right on.
Just very, very sad. We do know Anthony Bloom will be laid to rest at Trinity Lutheran in Hildreth Wednesday at 2:30. Zane Harvey Friday, 10:30 at the E-Free Church in Broken Bow. That's the latest we know. If we get any more, we will pass it along to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for joining us on this Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!